To the review show on the Anfield Wrap, it's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope. We might have Sean Rogers if his technical issues can be resolved during the show, but we'll see. We're here to talk about Liverpool in the FA Cup on penalties against Chelsea at Wembley Stadium, and we will get straight into it. And Copey, we get the team and we'll go back and we'll go forward into what transpired. Can he do any more with what he had available in terms of not just players but also the occasion? We talked a little bit on the last show about maybe winning the game from the end point, as in 60 onwards. I think from his press conference that I viewed, there's a big thing about Klopp really, really adamant or in his hope of the game not going to extra time. And I think that sort of, for me, defined his selection and his willingness to get Liverpool ahead in the match, which they very nearly did in the early stages.
Yeah, it goes back to something Sean said on the last show about like almost reverse engineering your team selection, and you start off from and he was talking about the midfield selection last time and going from there. And for me, this is just a philosophy question. It's which way around you want to do it. Do you want to approach the game that there's a very good chance in these big games these days against these sides, because we're so closely matched, that you're going to end up playing 120 minutes and then plan for that? Or do you want to just roll the dice and say, we're just going to go all out for it not to be 120 minutes and see what happens? And if it ends up going there, we'll just try and struggle through. And like he's clearly with his team selection and his comments, he's gone, nah. And in fairness, I think when you look at our season and you look at how well he's managed it to this point, and the fitness and everything, and inevitably there will be spells where we look tired. I don't think you can really blame him for going, ah, let's just try and get this out of the way in 90 minutes, and we can do it. We're capable of it. Chelsea are coming into this game not at the same level that they were in the other cup final. We could blow them away. You know, if we start like we've started some games recently, we could get two goals ahead. And if we can get two goals ahead this time, we'll shut it down and we'll be able to change the way we play around that. So I think once you've made that decision, there's not much else you can do. Like it's the team we probably all would have pitched. We were sort of in our WhatsApp group before the game. I was thinking, if you are going to go with that tactic, it's an argument to do what we did at City away a couple of years ago and just surprise them. And just go, we're just going at you. We're going for the throat. We're just two in midfield, 4-2-4, 4-2-1-3, whichever way you want to say it. And just, you know, because Bobby was back, I was thinking you could drop Bobby into a front four and say to him, do your thing, Bobby, play multiple positions. And we could have done that. And I think that's because my thinking, even for the European Cup final, it's the same dilemma. Like, which way do you go? Because there's a part of me, and I said it where I was watching it, and everyone reacted with like shock and astonishment. I was saying, I think there's an argument to start James Milner in these games and say to him, mate, run your legs off for an hour and then we're going to pull you and we'll see where we are after that, because you're still good enough to do an hour. But I think once you've decided you're going to go for it, then you might as well roll the dice even more, if anything.